Green Bay. Day two of the NFL draft is going on over there today, and we've got our guy, 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens, nice enough to join us. Top of the morning to you there, Mike.
Hi, Joel.
Hey, did you stay up late last night partying with the Green Bay locals and celebrating the wide receiver pick?
You're kidding, right?
Yeah. So where were you when the pick was made yesterday? Where were you, Mr. Clemens?
Well, because the Packers locker room is being renovated, because my little media office, which is just one floor up from that area, was being used as like a green room for those college players before they took the red carpet walk and then walked out to the stage when their name got called and picked by a team, the Packers were nice enough to set your boy up with a luxury suite on the fifth floor.
Oh, really?
So I've got one of those suites with, you know, these tables and chairs and the seats to look out, you know, into the bowl and glass and a TV monitor and plenty of power and all that. So my, you know, my laptop is there, and then I can watch what's going on the stage from up there. And I could also see the spill, you know, over 100,000 fans in the parking lot.
Kidding.
And then the spillover, you know, inside Lambeau Field, another 15 or 20,000 that are watching it on the scoreboards there. And then, you know, when it's all over with and the pick is made, then we take a freight elevator downstairs. We go into our media auditorium, which you see if you take a tour of the stadium, right outside the Packers locker room. The Packers locker room being completely renovated at this time, by the way.
Okay.
An all-new locker room for the players. And we go in, and then we get on the phone, and we get to talk to Matthew Golden, wide receiver out of Texas. And then later, Brian Gutekunst came down and talked to us for about a half hour around midnight last night.
How electrifying was that atmosphere? Because I was watching it on TV, and it even as a fan of the purple for many years, Mike, it brought tingles to my spine watching Mr. Murphy up there and the crowd. That was pretty special, wasn't it?
It all came together, and you know the thing is, you know there's some aspects of this thing that give me a little cringe or so, and that's because, you know, there's so much security. The fencing is everywhere, and it's just the world that we live in now. You know,
right,
some of
right.
the fencing that was developed during some of the riots and attacks in the country, but that's what they have to do today. And dumpsters and cinder blocks everywhere. You know, you can't get there from here, and roadblocks and everything. On top of that, as you were driving into, you know, within a mile of the stadium, every house, every resident, every little shop, restaurant, business, bars, if they had a parking lot or a front yard, the parking started at $120 a car.
Yikes, yikes. Oh, man.
And, you know, to me, it's kind of like, you know, you ask people for 2 years to come to Green Bay for the draft, and this is how you welcome them. Okay, all right, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, there's over 100,000 people in that parking lot, or outside of Lambeau, and there's the stage. And then Mark Murphy gets introduced by Roger Goodell, and he goes out there and he pulls the card that, you know, he saw who they had just picked, you know, the message up from Brian, and he says, with the 23rd pick, the Packers select, it's a wide receiver, first one we've had in 2003, and the crowd just goes nuts.
Yeah, yeah.
They go, like, this, what a moment. And he says, Matthew Golden, Texas, you know, now a Green Bay Packer. And then they play Go Pack, Go, the chant, and
it was great.
And I just thought, Mark, this is such a moment after 17 years of serving and 10 years of trying to lure this draft to Green Bay. Just drop the mic and say, good night, everybody. That's it. I'm done.
He knocked it out of the park.
Yeah.
And afterwards, so Goody said, that wasn't the pick that I gave him.
Yeah.
That was funny.
He joked like, yeah, that wasn't the name I put down the card. Mark just sort of made that up. Yeah. And then there was this other moment. As I was driving up, you know, I'm looking around for people that had come to Green Bay to do their national shows, like Rich Eisen. And he says, you know, coming up, we're going to talk to Packers GM Brian Gutekunst. Well, Brian, you know, he just doesn't do interviews, you know. I mean, how many times has he been on your show? Yeah, that's right. He just doesn't do interviews, right? He does some of the required press conferences. So I listen to him, and it's a pretty good interview, and they finish. And when they get to the end, then Rich says, and my next guest is going to be Texas wide receiver Matthew Golden. I go, oh, well, I'll stay through the break for this, because that kid might be on the board, if not for the Packers, someone close by.
Yeah.
So they get into it, and then Matthew tells his story about, you know, yeah, you know, 8 or 9 years ago, my mom and I were living, you know, on the street outside of a Walmart or motel to motel. And then this one family took me in and helped me finish my last 3 years of high school. And then I got accepted at Houston. And then I transferred up to the Texas Longhorns. They had a, you know, an offensive style that was a little bit more like the pros. And then Rich says, I noticed during the break that you and Packers general manager Brian Gutekunst were kind of shaking hands there and mixing up, but you guys know each other? He goes, well, to tell you the truth, I was just here 2 weeks ago on a 30-player visit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, how did that work out? He goes, yeah, it was great. I got to meet all the coaches and everything. So I asked Golden about that. I said, what was that moment like when, you know, Brian comes up to you backstage and shakes your hand and welcomes you to Green Bay after, you know, just meeting with him 2 weeks ago? And he goes, he says, I wanted to tell him, take me, man, take me. You know, he says, it was remarkable. And I asked Brian about it. He says, yeah, I was hoping that didn't get out. I was just trying to be nice to the kid. But, yeah. He saw the irony that of all the players that are here, that's the one that he runs into. And 36 hours later, he's the one on the board. And the Packers pick up the phone and say, hey, would you like to be a Packer? How about that?
Seems to be a perfect marriage. I hope it ends well. There'll be a lot of people cheering for him in and outside of the Packer organization, no doubt. So what does day two mean for the Packers here? What are they looking for? What can we expect today?
Tonight is the second and third rounds, and that gets started about 6 o'clock. And, this is where I think the Packers address what I think is going to be is a needed defensive lineman. And that's because, you know, Kenny Clark now is going to turn 30. He's played a lot of football. I don't think that, you know, they would be giving him another contract. At the same time, that T.J. Slayton did his 4 years of duty in Green Bay. Pretty good inside defensive tackle, big kid, who in free agency was able to get an offer of 2 years over $15 million. And as Brian Gutekunst says, you know, before you get into free agency, you look at that player and you pretty much write up the contract. And you just say, you know, you call it walk-away money. Like, we would not pay more than this. And you present that to the agent, and if the agent thinks he can go do better, and he did, he got more than what Green Bay was willing to pay T.J. Slayton. So they need to replace that player. I think they need to fill that need at defensive lineman sometime tonight, if not tomorrow.
All right, very good. Brewers had a sloppy game last night. We'll leave them alone because I want to talk about the Bucks a little bit. Do they have a shot at all in this series? This Indiana team is looking really strong. Do they have a chance in this, do you think?
Somehow the Bucks beat the Pacers 3 out of 4 games in the regular season.
Yeah.
Now they get into the playoffs. Now they're, you know, starting us out at the Fieldhouse in downtown Indianapolis. And those Pacers fans have just been phenomenal. I mean, talk about home court advantage in this series. And both games, the Pacers have jumped out to like 16-8 leads within just the first couple of minutes. And, you know, it's not an excuse. It's just a fact. This lineup of the Bucks between Giannis and Bobby Portis, a 25-game suspension, Damian Lillard, the blood clot, it's the first time these guys have played together in over a month. First time that Giannis and Lillard have played together in a playoff game in the 2 years that Lillard's been here. So, and they looked it. So Doc has had exactly 48 hours to try and figure out how to change their style of play, come up with a better scheme against that fast-paced Indiana Pacers team tonight at Fiserv Forum. I think the tip-off for that one is 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock.
Yeah, there's already been buzz on the national media that if and when the Bucks get knocked out here, that there's already talk of Giannis out of Milwaukee. Any chance that's going to happen, or?
They've been doing that for 5 years.
Yeah, they have.
And I swear, Joel, there's forces that are maybe some of the NBA owners, certainly maybe some of the networks that pay millions to carry the rights of the NBA that simply want to see Giannis in a bigger market because it's more ratings for them if he's in L.A. or New York or something like that. And they seem on seeming to leverage that crowbar. And all Giannis Antetokounmpo keeps on saying is, I'm staying in Milwaukee until we win another championship. I love it here. Why would I leave?
Yeah, that's kind of what I feel too. All right, Mike, from his highfalutin fifth floor hotel suite there in Green Bay. Don't drink that bottle of water. They'll charge you like $20 for that. So don't grab that.
I thought I was supposed to turn all the invoices to you. So
okay. Just send them. Attention, Darla. Yeah, send them to us. You bet. Mike, enjoy your time there at the draft. Thanks for taking time to update us. Appreciate it.
Have a good weekend.
Take care, Mike. Mike Clemens. He's in Green Bay. They moved him out of Lambeau Field, his office, and they moved him over to a fancy suite, and he's overlooking the whole thing and giving us reports, and you'll be hearing more information and cuts from him from the draft through the weekend here.